हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहना भवतु सहना भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै सुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य ग्लानिर्भवति भारत अभ्युत्थानमधर्मस्य तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम् परित्राणाय साधूनां विनाशाय च दुष्कृताम् धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय संभवामि युगे युगे. सो किमर्थम् अवतारपुरुषस्य अवतारस्य किमर्थम् अवतरति नो भगवान् किमर्थम् अवतरति वै भगवान् इस् डिसेंडिंग् वाट् इस् द पर्पस् आफ् डिसेंडिंग् देन् वेन् भगवान् डिसेंड्स् when avatara happens we see both thereafter bhagavan here in the 9th verse indirectly in fact glorifies jnanam through glorifying to the glorification of a jnani whenever a jnani is glorified jnani glorification of a jnani indirectly glorifies what jnanam only The jnani is glorification is due to the jnanam. Ever he jnani is glorified. And what's under the hacha jnani? See, what I told you, very important thing is, one has to be, one should have the vision. One can understand the depth of the vision of other person in keeping with the depth of vision one has. You must have the depth of vision. In order to know the depth of the vision of other person, you can't see the depth. Very important. So here Krishna talks about a wise person. Krishna as an avatara purusha, as a wise person, as a jnani also, as a born wise person, as a born jnani, I told you the very important things is, if a person is already wise, No, the birth is not possible. Oh, as a person, one cannot be born a wise. Very birth itself is a proof that one is not wise. Other wise only are born, not the wise. So if you are already wise, then you can't be born. A wise person cannot, there can't be a born wise person. The very birth itself is a proof that you are not wise. All of us. And once having been born, then you are supposed to become, the very purpose of this life is to become wise. Once you become wise, you are free while living, Sanchita Agami, you are free from, and you are exhausting the Prarabdha, and when the Prarabdha also is exhausted, there is no karma, there is no purpose, then again there is no way of coming back. There is no question of Jnani coming again back into the life. We studied in Mundaka Upanishad, don't know whether you remember or not, when we are going to study anyway. When a person, now the Jnani, as a, who becomes wise, who becomes Jnani, and when a person, after exhausting the Parabdha, when the person dies, what happens is Sukshma will be resolved, doesn't come back assuming another body. His going away, his departure of wise person is like what now? Is like just as you cannot see the footprints of the bird when it moves, when it flies in the sky. You cannot see the footprints of the fish in the water. So also you cannot see the footprints of jnani, means we won't come back again. That means punaragamanam kutaha, definitely coming back is not there. That Upanishads, all our Vedas, Shastrams, No, they declare, really, they really bang this fact. As a wise person, you live, you know, as a, the person of fulfillment, when a person dies, no, definitely, sukshma will be resolved. There's no way of coming back into this world. isn't it? So wise person, when he died, if a person dies as wise person, he cannot come back. If a person is already wise, he cannot be born again. Therefore, but Krishna, what is a Krishna? Avatara Purusha is a born wise. That is why it's not because of karma, he's just born. As a wise person, now he can talk about anybody who's going to become wise also. And he says very clearly, knowing the depth of the vision of a jnani, yes, you know, the hacha wise person who knows, wise person who's the one who knows Atma being Chaitanyam Brahma, Atma being Brahma, Self being Brahman, and Anatma being Mithya, hacha person knows definitely, he can understand what the nature of Sthulam, nature of Sukshma, nature of Chaitanyam, and he can easily say, no, definitely how many births. Anybody, any wise person can know easily. Even we know after studying now. The janmas are many, isn't it? And similarly, here the jnani also knows what definitely. He knows. This anything happens. Even if you understand a simple concept of Lord being universal, natural law and order, you can understand everything is in the realm of law and order. Anything happens, there's nothing which is meaningless. Everything is within the realm of law and order, for which the concept of Lord being universal, natural law and order must be very, very clear without any doubt. Now, the more you understand Shastram, the more you study, the more you listen, the more you understand the concept of Lord. Ishwara Tattvam, isn't it? The Lord, when you understand, it's not that Lord is sitting somewhere else, isn't it? Lord is in the form of the universal law and order. The pure knowledge is there backing the order, and the law order is what now is the network of networking of order is there. Nothing is outside of law and order. Once you know, and then you can very well understand any karma, this done by Mahatma Jnani or what now. Karma is divine because there's no doership and enjoyership. The non-binding karma, if a wise person is involved in activities, and without doership and enjoyership, those activities do not bind him. Why? He already is free from doership and enjoyership. Isn't it? Then hacha karma is what now? Divine karma. And also, the birth also. That the birth also is a divine birth. Divine means what? A non-binding karma is divine karma. A karma performed without doership and enjoyership is a divine karma. The person is born with not because of paradha karma, but because of the universe ordained by, because of the law and orders arrangement, that somebody's birth is required for some sort of karma which will bring the disorder bank into order. That one who understands that law, karma and janma being divine, such a person, not an ordinary person, he is the one who knows the self being Brahman. He is Ishwara himself. Such a person, jnani, even though he is endowed with the body, mind and complex while living, when he leaves his physical body, mam yeti, he becomes one with me. Mam yeti means, not that he is sitting somewhere, he goes and walks and sits on Krishna's lap or anything. He becomes one with me means what now? He recognizes his identity in terms of reality with Krishna. For him, Krishna Swarupam and his own Swarupam are not two different things. They are one and the same. It's called Mam Eti. Kada. When does he attain Mam Eti? When does he attain me? Deham tyaktva, every ajnani, see everybody, whoever is born, what now? One day deham tyajati. Deham tyaktva, what happens now? Punaha janma yeti. Everybody, what happens? Now, we study second chapter. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityu, dhruvam janma mrutasya cha. Aparihariyaha artaha. Aparihariyaha means unalterable situation. If you are dead, don't worry, you will come back definitely. If you are going now, what is it? And you have come back, don't be sure that one day you are going to go. Isn't it? So quitting and coming back is a continuous, unchangeable situation and which is happening in the part of the Sukshma. But here therefore what everybody punaha janmayeti. Deham tyajati, deham tyaktva, gachati, punaha janmayeti, gachati, punaha janmayeti, But this person, Yaha Mam Veti, how does he know Mam Katam Veti? Not as Yashoda Putraha, Nandakumaraha, Rukmini Priyaha, Radha Lolaha, no Venugopalaha, but as what now? Tattvataha Veti, one who knows me, no, with one who knows me in reality, the standpoint of the reality. One who knows me from the standpoint of the reality, as my truth. Tattvataha yaha veti, such a person, mama janma, mama janma also what now? He knows my karma and janma being divine, divyam veti. Tattvataha yaha mam veti, he knows my karma and janma being divine. And such a person, punaha deham tyaktva, punaha janma nayeti. Definitely, there is no rebirth for him. Sahamameti means he attains moksha. He, while living, he will be he jivan muktaha. After departure, he attains videha muktihi. Isn't it? Attains moksha. That is said in the 9th verse, which we have seen last year, last time, last week. Okay, now, Naisha, we finished that Vashyam, no? Naisha moksha margam idanim moksha margam or what? Moksha margaha idanim pravruttaha kim tarhi purvamapi. Okay, he's talking again, he continues the same thing. Moksha margaha idanim pravruttaha kim tarhi purvamapi. Again, what happens to the wise person? He continues.
Vita raga bhaya krodha
manmaya mamupashritaha. Bahavo jnana tapasa puta madbhava magata. He says jnana tapasa putaha. See, puta is a participle word for punati is a verb. Puta. No, puta means purified. Putaha singular, putaha plural. Purified. Madbhavam agataha. See, madbhavam agataha means what now? They attained my state. They have attained my state means there is no Bhagavan has a separate state, we have different state, we are attaining state or what? They become one with Bhagavan means in reality, from the standpoint of reality, they have resolved their identity with Bhagavan, they have become one with Bhagavan. Madbhavam agataha means what now? They become one with Bhagavan. How they become one with Bhagavan? A wave can never become one with the ocean. Wave is already one with the ocean. Isn't it? Why do we have to, the statement is not necessary. If I don't need to say wave has become one with the ocean, why should I make a statement at all? Wave is ever one with the ocean. Wave is ever one with the ocean, then why should I make a statement? Because wave is looked upon as something different from the ocean. Why? Because wave is small, ocean is big. Difference is very much there between wave and ocean. Difference being there, the non-difference also is there. But the non-difference being there is not known. Difference alone is known. A difference alone is known, that's a problem. Non-difference also is there if you know. That knowing the non-difference, in spite of the difference being there, is what now wave becoming as though becoming one with the ocean. But wave is never away from ocean. How? Now from the standpoint of upadis, they are different. The standpoint of the satyam, the reality, the wave and ocean are one and the same. This is called wave. wave recognizing Swarupam being H2O, which is Swarupam of the ocean, is what? Wave attaining ocean's bhava. When wave, ocean can say, many waves have attained what? Madbhavam agataha. How do they attain waves, ocean's bhava, ocean state? By recognizing their reality. Isn't it? That's what Krishna says here. These many jivas, actually many individuals who recognize the Swarupam being Brahman, doubtlessly, they attain what now? They become one with Bhagavan. And such people, what are they now? Putaha purified. How? Jnanameva tapaha yesham. No? Jnanameva tapaha for them. What is the penance? What is the austerity that they had to become purified? Nothing else. Jnanam. There is no tapas greater than jnanam. All other tapas, all other austerities, no varieties of disciplines, we practice as tapas, no? In fact, what is the greatest of all forms of tapas? Knowledge. So, jnanameva tapaha, jnana tapaha. So, jnana tapasa putaha. Jnanameva tapas, isn't it? Putaha means, how nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate. Nothing as purifying as knowledge, isn't it? Because, in fact, you don't need any purification at all. You cannot become purified. Knowing the Swarupam being the very purity is what now? Becoming purified. Not due to any impurities. So, jnana tapasa putaha, bahavaha, not one or two, many, many people. Who are they? Such people, putaha, mam upashritaha. Mam upashritaha means mam ashritaha, mam shritaha, ashritaha, upashritaha. With the prefixes, we can say shritaha itself is enough. Shritaha, one who has taken refuge, is shritaha. Now, shrayaha, also we have a word. Shrayaha is a noun, shrita is a participle. Know that? So, shrayaha, shritaha. Now, ashritaha, ashrayaha is noun, ashrita is a participle, refuge. The one who has taken, ashrayaha is refuge, the one who has taken refuge is ashritaha. And then we have Vaishnavism, we have another word, samashrayaha, samashritaha. But here, upashritaha. Samashritaha means there is one particular ritual in Vaishnavis. Samashrayaha means one has to approach the guru, and the guru will give you the mantra upadesha, and then that they teach certain disciplines also. Then they'll put Shankha Chakra, Bhagavan Vishnu symbols, they'll put in the fire, and then put Shankha Chakra here. They'll all have, even my mother had it. And then they'll put Shankha Chakra. It's called Samashraya. And then not they'll be doing regularly their japa. It's called Samashraya. Next step is Sharanagati. They have certain things which the Ramanuja Bhaktas, they follow. It's good discipline. Okay. Anyway. So here Upashritaha means what now? Those who have surrendered to me. Those who have taken refuge in Bhagavan. How I told you this Upashrayaha again, surrender also, taking refuge also, what now? Is twofold, relative samashraya, relatively surrendering, and absolutely surrendering. So the karma yogis are those who have surrendered relatively, because they surrendered their will to Bhagavan in the form of law and order. So I told you many times in the class, I don't need to repeat, but still I tell you quickly here. The relative surrender means what? Once you knowing the value of dharma, being committed to live a life of dharma, then when you are committed to dharma, all your actions are not governed by your personal likes and dislikes. Whether you like it or not, you don't do what you like, you don't give up what you don't like. Your actions are just done in conformity with your knowledge of your right and wrong. That means, who is governing now your actions? Your actions are not governed by your likes and dislikes. Your actions are governed by your knowledge of right and wrong, dharma. Isn't it? Then, what happened to your will? Your will is surrendered. I mean, that means you never abuse your will. If actions are always governed by your knowledge of right and wrong, means where is your will? What happened to your will? Will has been surrendered. The surrendering one's will to Bhagavan in the form of law and order, being committed to live a life of dharma, having one's actions governed by one's knowledge of right and wrong is called what? No, relative surrender. Isn't it? That is also upashrayaha. But here Bhagavan is talking about a jnani, the absolute surrender. Upashitaha means what now? Those who have resolved their identity with Bhagavan. Those in whose understanding all that is there is only Bhagavan. Isn't it? They do not see anything other than Bhagavan. That's also what now? Upashrayaha. So upashritaha means then they have taken refuge in Bhagavan upashritaha. Then manmayaha means what now? Manmayaha, because then they totally, for them, the attention of the mind is always focused in Bhagavan only. Manmayaha means what now? They do not see anything. Minds are absorbed in Bhagavan only, the reality. So manmayaha. And such people are what now? They are definitely free from all these these different states of mind. He says, Vita raga bhaya krodaha. Vita means vigata, free from. Those from whom vigataha raga bhaya krodaha yasya, yasmat. Yebhyaha, purushebhyaha, ragaha bhayaha krodaha yete sarve vigataha, te vita raga bhaya krodaha. So he says, Vita raga bhaya krodaha, ragaha vigataha yasmat. This person has not gone away from raga. This person is wherever he is, raga has gone away from him. Big difference. Understand? Oh, I want to give up raga, let me go away. Then he will come back with you, like your dog. You know that in India, once upon a time, one of my friends had a dog, village dog, okay? Not these posh dogs, okay? Village dog. And then our dog, very intelligent, very clever, so naughty. They took the dog in a car and took him away from 30-40 miles away. They left the dog there somewhere and they came back. The dog was sitting at the gate, the front of the gate, welcoming them, no? Because dog is so clever, don't know. Such a big, you know, motorways, how it came. An Indian motorways are very funny, you know, not like this. Everything will come, you can get stuck somewhere. But it came back very safe. Dogs have very good sense. That is why even today, I saw sometimes in the trains also, some blind people, the dogs really guide them. Why? Because it will come back. Like that, if you want to leave your ragadvesha somewhere, because Bhagavan has said, I have to leave all my ragadveshas, let me go away from here. You know, then it come back before you. Wherever you go, they will be sitting in front of you, awaiting you. Therefore, Vita raga bhaya krodaha will never go away from you. But now, you will never go, if you can't leave them away and go away, but once they decide, okay, they decide and leave you away for good. This person is useless anymore. Then they will go away. No way. They can't influence you anymore. When? Because, let me not, I'm just for fun I said, really, attachment or passion or liking or disliking is not nothing. It cannot be there. Where the person is the person of fullness. We studied in our second chapter, when we studied about a jnani, the same word we came across. In second chapter also, when we read about the wise person. Is it? Raga, Vita raga bhaya krodaha, Vita raga bhaya krodaha, Vita raga bhaya krodaha. We'll be heading everywhere. Now ragaha has gone. Why? There's no necessity, there's no requirement, there's no need, there's no inadequacy, there's no pressure, there's no passion, isn't it? Ragaha has gone. Because where the fullness and ragaha cannot coexist, isn't it? Fullness and attachment, fullness and likes and dislikes, fullness and desire cannot coexist. Isn't it? Not possible. So ragaha, bhayam also cannot be there. The insecurity and fullness cannot. Where there is inadequacy, there will be insecurity. Where there is fullness, there cannot be fear. Fear also has gone. Where there is inadequacy, there can be. One second. Okay, maybe Swamiji's car also. Okay, so Vita Raga Bhaya Krodaha. Once in jnanam, anxiety, fear, in different degrees of fear, also. whereas a death, fear of death, a fear of anything or anxiety also cannot be there. Krodha also has, then once fear is gone, what about anger? Anger and sitting somewhere alone or what? They're all friends, they're never inseparable friends. Okay, so they're all together only. But these two fellows have, other fellows have gone, their friends have gone, and so Krodha also will definitely go. Where there is Raga, and Raga is not fulfilled, then definitely there'll be Krodha. Actually, anger and attachment, or likes and dislikes, desire, this passion, all these things go together. Okay, because all dependency is there, and the insecurity is there, and sense of the fear of losing something is there. All these things together, they really, they only, they'll be sitting. But in jnanam, they will all disappear. Not that they, I told you, he has not pushed them out, they have left him and gone away. But vita raga bhaya krodaha manmayaha, they are not anymore themselves, they're me. They're already me. And he, Krishna, has another meaning, madbhavam agataha manmayaha mam upashitaha manmayaha madbhavam agataha. Such people, what now? Jnana tapasa putaha vita raga bhaya krodaha bhagavaha Arjuna. He says that. Okay, we'll read the Bhashyam now. Vitaraga bhaya krodhaha ragascha bhayancha krodhascha. See, ragaha cha, attachment, and bhayam, fear, cha, and krodhaha cha, and anger. You have to say and three times in Sanskritam. You don't need to say three times, you can say, just make it a plural word. In English we say everything, we have only add only once and, no? Here in Hindi, in English, okay, in Sanskrit we can many as add as many ands as possible. Cha 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 cha. Ragascha bhayancha krodascha vitaha. Vitaha. Vitaha means what now? Vigataha. Vitaha means vigataha. See, gataha means they have gone. They have gone, they may come back again. But vigataha, visheshena gataha means they have gone for good. Simply gataha means what? We all go and come back, go and come back, go and come back. Understand? Every Friday we all what now? Gataha from bhavan, punaha agataha. But vigataha means what now? You do not come back. So vigataha, that visheshana gataha, okay? Visheshagamanam. Going for good. Vitaha vigataha yebhyaha. Yebhyaha means what? From whom? From whom all these have gone away for good? They are te. Vita raga bhaya krodaha. You have to learn the language. See, ragascha bhayancha krodascha vitaha vigataha yebhyaha te vita raga bhaya krodaha. Isn't it? Those are the people. Then, we are not talking about raga, bhayam or fear. We are talking about the people who are completely free from the hold of this raga, bhaya, krodha. They are the people. And who are they? Manmayaha.
Manmayaha.
Manmayaha. Look, Shankara makes it so simple. Brahma vidaha.
Brahma vidaha.
See, manmayaha means what? No, people can talk about all these things. No, they become one with me, they become merged in me, they become, you know. Shankara says, give simple meaning. Brahma vidaha. Brahma with knower of Brahman. Brahma vidaha, they, who are manmayaha? Who are one with me? Who are manmayaha? Brahma vidaha means those who know Brahman. The manmayaha bhavanti means they know, those who know the reality. Tattva jnaha, vastu jnaha, brahma jnaha, brahma vidaha, they become the knower of the reality. Knowers of reality. Okay, then he Shankara himself explains his word Brahma Vidaha. Manmayaha is the original word in the textbook. Shankara gives the meaning Brahma Vidaha. Then one more expression he gives, Ishwara Abheda Darshinaha. ஈஸ்வர அபேத தர்ஷினா. சி, ஈஸ்வர பேத தர்ஷினா அஜ்ஞானினா அப்ரம்ம விதா, தோஸ் ஹூ டு நாட் நோ த ரியாலிட்டி, தோஸ் ஹூ டு நாட் நோ த செல்ஃப், தோஸ் ஹூ டு நாட் நோ த ரியாலிட்டி, தோஸ் டு நாட் நோ வாட் பிரம்மன் இஸ், ஹூ பிரம்மன் இஸ், வாட் பிரம்மன் இஸ், சச் பீப்புள் ஈஸ்வர பேத தர்ஷினா. ஃபார் தம் ஐ ஆம் டிஃபரண்ட், ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் டிஃபரண்ட், ஜெகத் இஸ் டிஃபரண்ட், எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் டிஃபரண்ட் ஃப்ரம் எவ்ரி திங் எல்ஸ், தே ஆர் பேத தர்ஷினா. ஹியர் ஈஸ்வர அபேத தர்ஷினா. For them, there is nothing which is not Ishvara. Aham Ishvaro, Aham Brahmasmi, Tvam Brahmasi, Sarvam Brahmasi, Yadyad Asti Sarvam Brahmaiva, Idam Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Everything is Brahman. That understanding, not physically, in cognitively, they see the oneness of reality, oneness of Brahman. Actually, everything being Brahman. They are Ishvara Abheda Darshinaha. What happened to Alan? How is he today? Alan? Okay.
He's all right on Wednesday.
Okay. He's okay? So, Ishvara Abheda Darshinaha. This Abheda Darshanam took me to him. I don't know. Ishvara Abheda Darshinaha. So, Manmayaha, what is the meaning given by Adishankara Bhagavatpada? Remember this. Manmayaha, Brahma Vidaha. Simple meaning, easy. Ne, Ishvara Abheda Darshinaha. Mam Yevacha. Mam Yevacha. Again, me alone, not anything else. Me alone, Parameshwaram Upashritaha. See, this is what total commitment to Bhagavan. This is very, very important. We will be interested in this. I am also interested in something else. I am also interested in something else. I am very much interested in this, but I am also a little interested in something else. No, this is a total commitment, isn't it? When are you relying on Jagat or are you relying on Bhagavan? Isn't it? For your security, for your happiness, for your, isn't it, anything. What are you depending on? Ishwaram upashraya seva or prapancha upashraya seva? Namarupa upashraya hava or Ishwar upashraya hava? What are you relying on? You don't rely on Namarupa. Our Onava Swami says it's like a cardboard chair. Okay, it will break. But better what now? Relying on Bhagavan is what now? So shift your dependency from the Namarupa to Bhagavan, and from Bhagavan, depending on Bhagavan, will result in self-dependence. So that what now? Then you won't be dependent on Bhagavan also. Why? Because the day will be there when you understand Bhagavan being Abheda Darshanam, Ishvara Abheda Darshane, you will be self-dependent. Depending upon Bhagavan is for you to ultimately become not always Bhagavan dependent, self-dependent. There's no way of becoming self-dependent without becoming dependent on Bhagavan, isn't it? And then there's no way of becoming dependent on Bhagavan as long as you depend only on Jagat. Here Bhagavan says, Mam Eva, that Eva Shabda emphasizes, really, is always Eva, Evakara is for emphasis, stressing. Mam Eva means natu anyate. Natu prapanche kimapi anyat kimapi na ashrayante. Kim ashrayante? What do they take refuge in? What are they committed to? Bhagavantam eva. Mam eva parameshwaram upashritaha.
So abedat, is that so Ishvara?
Ishvara abheda darshinaha. So before it was, it came for Manmayaha, Bhamavidaha.
So Darshina, see them, Abheda, so is
non-difference.
Yeah, yeah. Ishvara Abheda Darshinaha means those who do not see the difference between Lord and the Self, Lord and the universe. Those who see the oneness of the reality, thereby those who see everything being one with the Lord, everything being non-different from Lord. That's called Ishvara Abheda Darshanam. Those who have the darshanam are Ishvara Abheda Darshinaha. So Mameva Parameshwaram Upashritaha, what he is Kevala Jnana Nishtaha. That Kevala and Yevakara, you have to see the importance. Kevala Jnana Nishtaha means what now? See, totally they know it's all ignorance, ajnanam, eva dukkha karanam, samsara karanam, and jnanam ekam eva only sadhanam, now only remedy for this samsara elimination. That means jnanam, what are you committed to? Jnanam. Then after having gained the jnanam also, they remain steadfast in that jnanam. They are not in anything else. Kevala jnana nishtaha. Those whose commitment is only to the jnanam, those who remain steadfast in jnanam, knowledge of the oneness of reality, knowledge of the everything being Ishvara, has prepared what now? Bhagavantam upashritaha. Isn't it? See, upa again, what now? They do not see a second thing other than Bhagavan. They do not see any distance between them and Bhagavan. Isn't it? It's called jnana nishtha, kevala jnana nishtaha, parameshwaram, mam eva upashritaha ityartaha. Next line, read after me. Bhagavaha. What is the word bhagavaha? Bhagavo neke. Bhagavaha means aneke. Ekaha, singular. What is the plural of ekaha? One. You can't say eka nitya bhagavacha. Nitya, singular, isn't it? But many, you have to, how will you say? Aneke. You can't say ekaha. Okay? Eka is nitya, eka vachana shabda. And therefore, you can't say ekaha. Like Ramaha, ekaha, no. Ekaha only. And then, but many you can say how? Aneke, not one, many. Aneke. So you are also learning many synonyms for the words bahavaha, aneke. Say, jnana tapasa. Jnana by the penance of knowledge. What is the penance? What is the austerity that is followed by these jnanis, wise people? Not any other tapas, not standing upside down, or not, you know, not the shirasasanam or anything. Here, jnanameva tapaha, or fasting for 48 days, 3 months, no. Not like that, he can eat well also. Jnana tapasa, jnanameva cha tapaha, paramatma vishayam. Paramatma vishayam tapaha. So jnanameva tapaha, jnana tapaha. What is he say now? Paramatma vishayam tapaha. Tena jnana tapasa putaha. Those who are purified of, how do they become purified? By following this austerity. What is austerity? Not any here, any austerity, any parents go with what? So practice of certain disciplines which involves physical body and mind. Here what tapas he is talking about? Jnanam. What is that? What is a jnanam? All the time the object of their thinking is none other than Atma. Paramatma eva vishayaha yesham. No? What is the mind dwelling on all the time? What is the mind thinking of all the time? The paramatma vishayam. That is called jnana, isn't it? Once you think only of paramatma vishayam all the time, your vishaya for your thinking is paramatma. Which paramatma? Not any form, in its reality. Swarupam. Paramatma swarupam. How do you know? How can you think of paramatma swarupam if you do not know what it is? That means it implies what? All the time you have heard lot of shravanam, so you have understood very well. And you had doubts also, and all the queries as they came also you resolved them. Thereby you understood very well Paramatma Swarupam. And once you have understood very clearly, you do not take attention from that Paramatma Swarupam. See, in order not to take attention from Paramatma Swarupam, effortlessly doing whatever you have to in all your day-to-day things also, just to be with Paramatma, what all that you need is you need to have clear knowledge of Paramatma. Isn't it? So Shravana Mananam would have helped you to have that. So Paramatma Vishayameva, that is what is tapas. What is the tapas now? Jnanameva tapas. What is jnanam? The understood Paramatma Swarupam, all the time mind is effortlessly dwelling on that. So such people, jnana tapasa, such people are purified. For them, they are completely free from all the blemishes, all punya papas, all kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, ajnanadhyā, sahankaradhyā, ropa, then kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, punyam, papam, all these sixfold enemies, kama, krodhadi, all these limitations they are free from, never putaha. How they are free from? They all belong to the body, mind, and complex means their objective. What am I? I am Atma Swarupam. That's what. Don't think they don't have any ailment or anything. The body will have the pain, mind will have problems, okay? Back will be aching, but still they are putaha. How? Because their identity is with Chaitanyam, which is free from all these things. That is why Jnana Tapasa Putaha. Got the point now? Putaha. We'll see the next one now. Param Shuddhim Gataha. So Putaha means, he says, Param Shuddhim Gataha. They cannot become purer than what they are. It's called Parashuddhi. What is the Parashuddhi means? How pure they are. What is the purity? They attained the zenith of purity. What is the purity? Parashuddhi means what now? They cannot become pure anymore. Okay? That is the height of purity. Param Shuddhim Gataha. How? Just by recognizing the Swatma being Chaitanyam Brahma. That is what Parashuddhi Gati. Understand now? Santaha. It means Parashuddhim Gata Santaha. Param Shuddhim. Gataha Santaha Madbhavam. And Shankara explains Madbhavam as what? Ishwarabhavam. What is Ishwarabhavam? Moksham. Oh, they've attained my state. Means, you may think Bhagavan has Shankar Chakra, we also get Shankar Chakra, Bhagavan is lying on, and now this is snake. Multi-coiled mattress. So we also will lie on, then Bhagavan's lying down on the water bed, what now? Ocean. Shikshira Sagra Shayana. So I also become. That's what some people think. Madhbhavam, attaining Ishvara status means what now? You also get all that. No. Shankara says, don't any imagine such. Having heard Puranas, don't imagine such things. That is explanation, okay? That's also good to think like that. But please understand, here, seriously, Gita is saying, moksham. They become free. If you are bound, you are jiva. If you are free, you are Ishvara. Okay? In Nagyanam, you are jiva. You are not jiva. Jivatvam aropitam. Isn't it? The status of being a jiva has been falsely superimposed on you, and you have this day, you call yourself a jiva. Isn't it? A rich person thinks he is a poor and he says, I am poor. He is not really poor. Poverty has been falsely transferred. Then he calls himself now poor, jiva. And once does he need to become really rich now? A poor person can never become rich. It will take very long, many janmas, isn't it? But all the rich person, how can he be? He doesn't need to become rich. He's already rich. What is the distance now for riches and poor? Isn't it? Only the ajnanam. But he recognizes his swarupam being, he's really what his status is. Then he doesn't attain the rich status. He's already rich. Isn't it? So here also what he says, moksham agataha means they become free from limitations. Jeeva, in ajnanam, you are a jiva, you are bound by all limitations. In jnanam, you are muktaha, you are free, then you are Ishvara. Being free, you are Lord. Being bound, you are jiva. That's called madbhavam agataha. That in my state means what? They become free. See, moksha can be put otherwise what now? Moksha can be said to be Ishvara Bhavaha. Moksha is Ishvara Bhava. What is the state of how Ishvara is? Who is the Lord? The one who is free is the Lord. One who is bound is Jiva. Who is bound? Ajnani is bound. Who is free? Jnani is free. How Jnani is free? By identifying himself with Ishvara. Isn't it? Moksha agataha. Samana praptaha. So moksham samana praptaha means what now? Those who have attained moksha. Yitara tapo nirapeksha jnana nishta yityasya lingam. So the what is the clue given here is yitara tapo nirapeksha jnana nishta. See, if commitment to knowledge is there for you, you are already Ishvara. You are already the Lord. You are already free. But this, you are not becoming free. In Jnanam, your knowledge of the self, you recognize you are already being free, is what now? For that, your commitment to knowledge, thereby gaining the knowledge, is what now? Becoming free. That's called Jnananishta. For to understand your freedom, which is already there, you don't need any tapas. You don't need to shirasasanam or anything. Shirasasanam you do, any asanam you do, pranayama etc. you do to keep your body fit and to do everything. But for freedom, you don't need all of them. For freedom, what do you want? Jnana nishta. Yitara, for mukti he does not require what now? Yitara tapo nirapeksha. Jnana nishta. See, commitment to the knowledge or steadfast knowledge, not requiring other disciplines, is here hinted. Is it clear now? I mean, pure knowledge alone is required for moksha. Other disciplines are not really required. They can be practiced as preparatory techniques, but not for jnanam. Not for moksha. So, jnana tapasa iti viseshanam tava. Okay, that's over now. He's going to start. Tava tarhi ragadveshau staha. Tarhi, if tava ragadveshau staha, if there are raga and dvesha for you. If you have raga dvesha, yena ke bhyaschita yeva atma bhavam prayachasi na sarvebhyaha ityuchyate. So how Bhagavan gives Atma Bhavam only to some people. As in Atma Bhavam, Bhagavan gives moksha, Bhagavan gives this jnanam only to some people means, what about sarvebhyaha? What about other people? Does everybody has attained moksha? No, that means, so that's explained in the following verse. This is very beautiful. How everybody will be enjoying the fruits of what one is committed to. That's what Bhagavan being law and order again is for. So, sarvebhyaha prayachasna prayachasi. Sarvebhyaha, you know, you are not giving this atma bhava to everybody. Only to some people, isn't it? What he says, kebhyaschiti eva atma bhavam prayachasi. Nahi na sarvebhyaha. Atma bhavam you are giving, no? Kebhyaschit means what? Only to some people. Kebhyaha means to whom? Kebhyaschit means to some. When you add this chana chit, kebhyaschana, kebhyaschit, if you say, it becomes some. To some people alone you give. Isn't it? Not to everybody, not to all. And he said, Bhagavan is, no, don't say that. I see that they progress. At last they come to me. Isn't it? I always support them to really have my Atma Bhava. Then Bhagavan says, how do I lend, and I provide an infrastructure, thereby they can come to me. They can attain my Bhava, attain moksha. What he says? Ye yatha mam prapadyante तामस्तथैव भजाम्यहम् मम वर्त्मानुवर्तन्ते मनुष्यापार्थ सर्वशः ये यथा माम् प्रपद्यन्ते तामस्तथैव भजाम्यहम् मम वर्त्मानुवर्तन्ते
मनुष्यापार्थ सर्वशः
इजेस् ये माम् प्रपद्यन्ते तान् अहम् भजामि. यु हेव् टु टेक् फस्ट् अहम् भजामि. फस्ट् वास् अ वेरी इम्पोर्टेण्ट् थिङ्ग्. अहम् भजामि, डोण्ट् से ऐ डु नाट् नो अहम् न प्रयच्छामि. दट्स् नाट् ट्रू. सर्वेभ्यः जनेभ्यः अहम् मद्भावम् प्रयच्छामि. ऐ गिव् मै स्टेट् टु एव्रिबडि मीन्स् ऐ रियली सी दट् एव्रिबडि डिस्कवर्स् फ्रीडम्. How? Not immediately, but I provide, you know, infrastructure wherein they grow on one time or the other, they come to me. Isn't it? They attain my state, they attain moksha. How do I do that? Isn't it? Look at this. Ta aham bhajami. I definitely aham bhajami. Bhajami. See, look at the word bhaj. Bhaj dhatu has many means. Aham bhaja means I really bless. Bhaj means I attain, I reach, I know. Bhajami has so many meanings. I worship, I pray, I know. Bhajami means also know also. So aham bhajami means what now? I reach, I bless, I am with them. Isn't it? You have to say aham bhajami. Isn't it? I support. We have to say different content, different meanings. Aham bhajami. Whom do I bless? Whom do I bless? Ye माम् प्रपद्यन्ते. ये जनाः, दट् ये इस् अ रिलेटिव् प्रोनौन् प्लुरल्, यः सिङ्गुलर्, ये प्लुरल्. ये जनाः प्रपद्यन्ते, दोस् पीपुल् हू रियलि प्रपद्यन्ते, अटैन् मी, दोस् हु टेक् रेफ्यूज् इन् मी, दोस् आर् कमिटेड् टु मी, दोस् हु सीक् मी, दोस् हु रीच् मी. ओके, ये जनाः माम् प्रपद्यन्ते, दोस् पीपुल् हू आर् कमिटेड् टु मी, दोस् हु वर्षिप् मी, दोस् हु सीक् मी, माम् प्रपद्यन्ते, तान् अहम् भजामि. डेफिनेट्लि ऐ ब्लेस् देम्. दोस् हु वर्षिप् मी, ऐ ब्लेस् देम्. दोस् हु सीक् मी, ऐ ब्लेस् देम्. दोस् हु सरेण्डर् टु मी, ऐ ब्लेस् देम्. दोस् हु टेक् रेफ्यूज् इन् मी, ऐ ब्लेस् देम्. So the prapadyante, because I had to give very important meaning, prapadyate is a verb, and what is the noun? Prapattihi. You know, paddhi is a dhatu, a root, and pra is a prefix there. Prapattihi means sharanagati. You know that? Prapattihi, you heard about prapatti? Very, because it's very common. Prapattihi means sharanagati here. Prapattihi means what now? Total commitment to Bhagavan. This is called prapattihi, literally. Okay? What is a patti, prapattihi? Pattihi means a destination, padaha, padyate, iti pattihi. That towards which something you are progressing. So prapatti means what? No, that reach which you don't go anywhere else. What is your aim? What is your end? What is the destination? What is the goal? Bhagavan means what? No, it's prapatti. It's saranagati also. That is the only thing for me. That is the abode, that is the refuge, then prapatti. So maam prapadyante, those who have me as the goal and live their lives, those who worship me, those who seek me, ye janaha maam prapadyante, taan them aham bhajami. I definitely what now? Bless them. Then how do I bless them? Te ये यथा माम् प्रपद्यन्ते अहम् तथा भजामि. वाट् एवर् इफ् दे आस्क् फार् ऐस् क्रीम् ऐ गिव् दम् ऐस् क्रीम्. If they ask for sleep, I give them sleep. If they want to be awake, I wake them up. Okay? Whatever, that's a joke. Yatha mam prapadyante, whatever they seek, I bless them with whatever this they deserve, whatever they ask for. Ye mam prapadyante, aham tan bhajami, first sentence. Te yatha mam prapadyante, aham tatha tan bhajami. Isn't it? That means, that is why it's very important. That means, okay, if you first, once you know Bhagavan, prayer comes to an end. Once you recognize Bhagavad Swarupam being your Swarupam, when Ishvara Abheda Darshanam takes place, it's the culmination of devotion, isn't it? Then that comes to an end. Then you are no more different from Ishvara. That is the culmination of prayer and worship. Then you can't be praying again to Bhagavan. I become you, then again I want something else. Bhagavan will feel very, come on, I have given you my status and what else you want again? We'll be very upset and he'll push it down. Okay? Therefore, that won't take place here. Here what happens? Moksha is what now? You are one with Bhagavan. In Jnanam, you are not different from Bhagavan. You are Bhagavan yourself. You are Ishwaraha yourself. How? Ishwaraha yourself. You have recognized your Swarupam being Chaitanyam Brahma. You are Ishwaraha. In Jnanam, you have recognized your, you have resolved identity with Bhagavan. You are no more a jiva. You are no more inadequate. You are no more insecure. You are no more bound. You are no more limited. You are free. Therefore, you cannot ask for anything. There is no asking has come to an end. Begging has come to an end. You are Ishwara yourself now. There is no more prayer has culminated. This is a culmination of prayer. The prayer has come to an end. So can you give anything to Bhagavan? So worship also has come to an end. Asking also has come to an end. Giving also has come to an end. I give you coconut and bananas and you be happy with it. I give you modakam. You be happy. No. Now, giving also has come to an end. Asking also has come to an end. Prayer and worship have culminated in the vision of Bhagavan. So, Atma being Bhagavan. One's Swarupam being identical with Bhagavan. That one has attained, that's what? Moksha, isn't it? So, that is the culmination of bhakti. That is the culmination of prayer and worship. That is a different thing, isn't it? But until then, you worship. And you have an altar of worship. Whatever is an altar of worship doesn't matter, but still that what is offered to the given altar ultimately goes to Bhagavan only. There may be many forms. If you worship in given form, I worship in my own form. If you follow, you offer whatever you are accustomed to, I may follow. All the forms of worship may be different. Forms of worship may be different. The forms we worship may be different. But the spirit behind the worship happens to be one and the same. What we say here? Any form of worship is highly efficacious, useful. It is not meaningless. This is where in Hindu Dharma, any worship, any form of worship of any culture, belong to any culture, is highly validated. You know that? Revered actually. No prayer we look down upon. Whether you do like this, or whether you bow, or whether you stand, doesn't matter. Any form of prayer is highly revered, because prayer, worship, is really, the forms are different, but the spirit behind it is same. But yatha mam prapadyante, tan aham tatha eva bhajami. Worship me in a woman's form, still okay. Worship me in a male form, okay. Leaving both, you worship in an elephant's form, that's also fine. Worship me as monkey, that's also fine. Worship me as somebody different, unknown to your culture, that's fine. Any form of worship is okay. Still that karma, the prayer being a will-involved auto-suggestion, that will never fail. Isn't it? The worship being a symbolic act of offering, that also never fail, because both worship and prayer happen to be the will involved karmas. As a law, according to law of karma, it cannot fail. Definitely it is productive, it is effective only. Therefore, that karma pala data being Bhagavan, where he says what now? Bhagavan, definitely any karma is answered. Any karma is what now? Definitely blessed with the fruit. desirable fruit, as long as the fruit karma is in conformity with dharma. Therefore, Bhagavan happens to be the karma phala data. He says, "Tan aham bhajami." I bless them in that form. Whichever form they worship me, whichever they worship me, however they worship me, the same way I bless them. See, this is a bit nice thing to know, isn't it? So don't have to feel, oh, only my worship is useful, your worship is useless. That we cannot say. That means we don't understand Ishvara. If we say your worship is useless, my worship is effective, your form is great, my form is inferior, if it's something superior, it's something we say, that's all, you know, immature people's talk. Bhagavan himself says very clearly, Ye maam prapadyante tanaham bhajami, Ye yatha maam prapadyante tanaham bhajami. Doesn't matter which form you are worshipping. Same Bhagavan says in somewhere else, no, suppose there's one verse. Akashat patitam toyam sagaram prati gacchati sarva deva namaskaraha Keshavam prati gacchati. What does it mean? Akashat patitam toyam. Whichever part, wherever the drop of water falls, ultimately the water all joined again go where? Towards what? Ocean only. Doesn't matter where it falls. Yatha akashat patitam toyam sagaram prati gacchati. No, because it has fallen only in England, only in India water goes to the ocean. In London it doesn't go over what? Come on, whichever part, wherever the floods come, all the water ultimately they reach what? Ocean. Sagaram prati gacchati. Isn't it? They reach ocean only. Similarly, sarva deva namaskaraha. In whichever form you worship Bhagavan, in whichever way you worship Bhagavan, even the tribal worship, I tell you, and your African worship, very nice. All nature worshippers, they're more with Bhagavan. You know, worshipping sun, worshipping moon, worshipping that, and worshipping earth, worshipping trees, worshipping, you know that. Anything you can worship. There are some people who worship, they put the bow and arrow, they worship.
Chickens.
You know.
Chickens.
Now Holly is worshipping chickens. She was worshipping before dogs. Now she's worshipping kitchens. Chickens. Okay. Anyway. So what I'm saying, you can worship a chicken also, as long as you don't cut it and eat it, okay? One day, every day puja, worship, and then one day, chop. No, that is not papa, isn't it? So that is the thing. People also do that. Now in India, sometimes the villages, they bring the goat, they'll raise the goat for a long time. Because you bought the chicken, okay, I'm talking the goat now. And then they'll feed nicely, the goat becomes very healthy and pushy. And one day they'll put the yellow water, the turmeric powder water, they'll take Bhagavan Bali. Then they'll cut it. And it is so cruel to see that, I tell you. And then that's why I'm saying, such things we should not do. I couldn't sleep the whole night reading on news, Yahoo News. A whole night I couldn't sleep last night. A whole night. One boy put this small, what is a small, tiny, little, sweet animal? It was laying, he microwaved that animal, a small, tiny one. Did you see that?
Yeah.
One teenager, Yahoo News. Why should I read that? I saw that the soul looked so beautiful, the animal. Then I shocked it, studied it. Then I saw, and I whole lot I couldn't sleep. Such a horrible thing. That boy has been sent to young offenders, some asylum, something. He's been sent there now. Very thought of it, I couldn't sleep. Whole night. Whole lot I didn't sleep. Whole night. This was coming again and again and again. It shouldn't come, disturb. Some papa, my papa also said, coming to know about such news itself is a papa. No, not doing. Coming to know about such action itself is papa. Why, you know, and then that pain, see, that has caused a lot of pain. Some part of that is gone. Anyway, what a manish, mruga, no, that person. Anyway, so what I'm saying here, no, that's what I'm. You can worship form, any form. Now, let me. My idea is what to say here now. You can worship Bhagavan any form, in any way, and still the altars of worship can differ from culture to culture also. Still that worship, the concept of Lord, when the question of concept of Lord, different cultures come, there's a different problem. Okay? There's in India itself we have different differences, and here also we have different concepts of Lord in India itself. Okay, we have differences in India also. And also outside of Indian culture also, what now? India also, we have different concepts of Lord differ from culture to culture. That is a different problem. We have tackled on different ground. That's a different thing. But what I'm saying, as a karma, as a worship, as a worship and prayer, any karma, any altar of worship is okay. Isn't it? Worshipping any altar is fine. But tatha aham bhajami. It's very assurance. Bhagavan says, in whichever form you worship me, in whichever way you worship me, we seek me, I am there 100% to bless you in that form as a fruit of that karma, that act of prayer, that form of worship. That is why we also have to really respect any worship in any culture. Okay. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tan tatha eva aham bhajami. And he says, manushyaha mama vartma anuvartante. He partha, he Arjuna, sarvashaha manushyaha anuvartante. Anuvartam, men continue, okay? Through worshipping, through praying, through seeking, by doing something or the other also, ultimately what they seek is what? Anuvartanam here. Anuvartante literally means continue. Isn't it? When where they do all these things, that means they continue their journey. Anuvartante means what? No? They continue their search. They anuvartante literally means what? No? They continue. Anuvartanam means what? No? Continuation. They continue their journey. They continue their search. They continue the search, isn't it? At last they're searching, they continue the search means, they search, end up where? Mama Vartma. Mama Vartma means what now? Actually, they follow my track means, they search, continues to, in the same track, which will bring me to them, which will bring them to me. Ultimately, the search should culminate in what? In discovering happiness, in discovering peace, in discovering limitlessness. Isn't it? What is the search? What is the prayer for? What is the worship for? Doesn't matter whether it's Christ or whichever form, Krishna or Rama, whatever is the culture, whatever is the form you worship, in whatever way you worship, whatever way you sing, whatever you do, ultimately, what anuvartante? What is that they should culminate in? What is that way they are seeking ultimately? Mamartma. Isn't it? Ultimately, what they continue to, what they follow is, my track, mama vartma anuvartante means, they follow my track means, they search for happiness, nitya nirantara sukham, mokshaha, the peace which is me. Therefore what now? My track. Bhagavan says that as what now? They follow my track only. Doesn't matter what they worship, doesn't matter where they worship, doesn't matter what they seek, where they seek. Ultimately, they seek me. And that genuine commitment will at last bring them to Vedanta one day or the other. They will. That's why even come to Vedanta, one must have had lot of punyam and tapas. It's not that easy to come to Vedanta. Know that.
So it reminds me of Jesus. Is that what Jesus meant?
Let me finish the class, Hali. I'll talk later. So, mama vartma anuvartante. Manushyaha mama vartma anuvartante. We'll see that what he says. People follow my track means, what does Krishna mean by saying people follow my track? We'll see that. Ye yatha. For two words he has to say. Ye na prakarena.
Ye na
prayojanena.
Yat phala arthitaya
mam prapadyante See, people surrender to me, people take refuge in me, people seek me. How do they seek now? Yatha, for one word, Shankara explains very beautifully. Ye means those who. Yatha, how. How means what here? He says, yena prakarena, in which form do they worship? Whether they kneel down and worship, or they perform a havan, fire ritual, or they go and break coconut, yena prakarena, in which form they worship, or yena prayojanena, yena prayojanena, expecting, what purpose? Yena prayojanena. Is it yena prayojana means what now? For a given purpose. Yena prayojana, for what use? For whatever use they are worshipping, they are seeking that use. In whichever form they worship. For yatha, one word, Shankara gives, yena prakarena, the prakaraha, prayojanam. He explains further, yet pala arthitaya. Pala arthita means what now? Expecting a given fruit is called pala arthita. Wanting a given fruit is called what now? Pala arthita. Pala arthitaya means whichever fruit, seeking whichever fruit, seeking whichever effect, seeking whichever benefit when they worship, isn't it? Seeking whatever use, thinking in their mind, or whichever form they worship, yena prakarena, yena prayojanena, yat phala arthitaya mam prapadyante. See, whatever fruit, expecting whatever fruit they worship me, I bless them with that fruit. Okay, whatever usefulness they worship me, I bless them with that purpose. Then, in whichever form they worship or seek me also, I accept it. Tan, them, tathaiva. Tathaiva means what now? Tat phala danena. Tat phala danena. By, I bless them with what now? By giving the expected fruit. Tat phala dana means what now? I bless them with exactly with what they seek. Tat phala danena. Bhajami. Bhajami, I told you, has many meanings. Here, I bless mean what? Anugrinnami. Bhajami. What is the equivalent verb here? Here, what is the meaning of bhajami? Anugrinnami. Say no.
Anugrinnami.
Tathaiva. Tat phaladanena. Bhajami. Anugrinnami. Aham iti yetate. It's very clear, isn't it? Next. Tesham moksham prati anarthitvat. Now he explains, don't tell anything loosely. Okay, be careful. Mind your words, Krishna says here. Explanation comes. Don't think only jnana tapasa putaha madbhavam agataha means only. No, you don't give your state. Madbhavam, Ishwara bhavam Krishna, tvam sarvebhyah na prayachyasi, kebhyastanaya prayachyasi. You give your Ishwara bhavam only to some people, not everybody. Then Bhagavan says, they don't ask for moksha. If people who ask for moksha, I bless them with the moksha. Through jnanam. Moksha pala anarthitvat. What is that now? Why I do not give them Ishwara Bhava? Ishwara Bhavaha means what? Madbhavaha means Ishwara Bhavaha. Ishwara Bhavaha means mokshaha. Freedom. They do not seek freedom. Then what? How can I give? How can I bless them with? Isn't it? See, moksha is again cannot be given. It's already given. Already given, once given, cannot be given. All that if they ask for it, then Bhagavan can show what now? Give them moksha through jnanam. They can bless them with the knowledge of moksha being already there. Isn't it? Swamiji always tells the example. Come on, if Bhagavan comes and asks, what do you want? I want head. And Bhagavan said, I have already given you head, I can't give one more head. Okay? Because and then when Bhagavan has to take your hand and put here and show you, this is what is head. Like that, it also, Bhagavan cannot give you moksha. Moksha is already there. It has to be only known. So if you seek moksha, then Bhagavan can give you through knowledge, jnana, isn't it? He can bless you with moksha. But anarthitvat, if people do not seek moksha, do not ask for moksha, pray for moksha, then what do? How do I bless them? I still bless them. If people ask for jnanam and moksha, I bless them with jnanam and moksha. I give them my Mammad Bhava, Ishwar Bhava. Isn't it? But if they don't seek jnanam and moksha, what can I do? Ye janaha mam prapadyante, yatha prapadyante, yat kimapi prapadyante, whatever they ask. Isn't it? What he says, yena prayojanena, yena prakanena, yat palartitaya, mam prapadyante, tam tat paladanena, bajami, anagrinnami. I bless them with that palam.
Anagrinnami.
Anagrinnami means by bless. I bless. See, anugraha means what? Blessing, grazing. See, grihdatuhu, grinnati is the verb, anu is a prefix. Grinnati, grinnami, grinnati, grahanam. Grahanam is a noun. Listen now. Griham has come from that only. That which holds you behind is called griham. House is called griham because it holds you behind. Wherever you go, you have to get back. Emotionally bound, that's called griham. Emotionally binding is called what now? You can go anywhere in the world, you come back home. That's why it's called griham. You know, emotionally bind is there with the big glue is really stuck. Your mind is stuck. You have to get back there. That's called griham. And so here we say grinnati means what now? Grinnati holds, catches, grasps. Anugrinnati means blesses. Anu prefix. So what is the noun here? Anugraha. Without anugraha means what? Planet. Grahaha is planet, grahanam is holding, catching, grasping, and anugrahaha means blessing, grace. Anugrinnati, Bhagavan says, anugrinnami, I bless them. Bhajami means what? Anugrinnami. Katam, yena prakarena, te mam bhajante, aham teneiva prakarena, aham tan anugrinnami. Yena prayojanena mam prapadyante, teneiva prayojanena aham bhajami. I bless them with the same purpose, usefulness, use, prayojanam. And tena pala kena ena pala artitaya, expecting whatever fruit they do, they seek me, I bless them with the same fruit. Isn't it? Okay. Because it's all true. There's a place called in Madurai, it's a place called, now I have never heard this, okay? This we have, but Ganapati has so many adjectives everywhere. Silva Ganapati, Raja Ganapati, Vidya Ganapati, Putra. Like that, we have so many Ganapatis are there. And Nava Ganapati, Bombay. So we have so many Ganapati, has so many adjectives. And recently, there's a very old temple, and that temple has got some name. No, it is somewhere, it's a very, very ancient temple. It's a place called near Madurai. And that Ganapati is Visa Ganapati. When people want visa, they go and pray to the Ganapati, especially for all the travel. And it's called Visa Ganapati. No, I never knew that. And then I wonder, then he said, it's called Visa Ganapati. Somebody must have prayed and got the thing palam. And then they named it. I'm very famous. Visa Ganapati. Visa is English word, okay, but still Visa Ganapati. Now, why I'm saying, this is what? Yena yatha yathena kena yena pala artitaya mam prapadyante tan tatha evaham bhajami. Really? You know, it's near Madurai, there's a place Karaikudi. There's a big Ganapati, big, huge Ganapati temple is there. And near the Ganapati temple is a small Ganapati under the tree. So open air Ganapati, okay? And he's called Visa. Everybody goes and worships their main deity. Come back and everybody, lots of young boys and girls. I said, only young girls and boys. And I came to the Visa. And his name is Visa Ganapati. And there's one tree in India, there's one tree in my village, not my village, my neighbor village. There's one big, huge tree, and all the young boys and girls go and come around the temple. And I came to know, when they come out, they pray, they get good husbands and wives. All people who go don't get married, young boys and girls, they were difficult now because the horoscopes don't match and they can't just go and marry also. They can't go against parents' will wish also. So what they do? They go and come around. You can see some Amavasya day, one Amavasya falling on Monday, all young boys and girls will go there. That's also made them can meet also. And we've got good background, culturally highly good background people. They come, parents also come along. Come and then 100 times they have to come around. And then once my friend want to go, I'm sorry to say this, okay? Long ago I'm saying when I was very young. And she, her mother so worried, she wanted her to go and do that, pradakshina of the tree. And then, so I didn't know, I just, she said, come, you also come along with this, and I went with it. I didn't know. And then, I didn't know why people are all coming around the temple. I didn't know, without no knowledge, my knowledge, I also came around the temple. And then, when at last, they said, oh my God, it's for getting married. I didn't want to. Then I was going to come out, you know. Then, at last, the priest gives the fruit prasadam to everybody. You know, he'll give some lemon and then some yellow thread and lots of things, fruits they'll give. When he had to give me, there's no thread. Prasad was over. That's wrong. Something that I could see that. The prasadam was not there. Some coincidence, okay? I mean, I don't take it very seriously. Bhagavan, I know Bhagavan's always with me. Ye yatha mam prapadyante. Even if, you know, whatever I say, just an joke, if a joker said, Yatha Mam Prapadyante, even if you come around, what you seek in your mind? Ye Yatha Mam Prapadyante, Tan Tatha Eva Aham Bajami. Of course, naturally, all many girls got good husbands and married and settled and the children. And the, you know, what I'm not saying is that Paradha. But still, when people think, when they have to manage the Paradha, what else can you do? You had to do, can't do something wrong. I had to do the right thing. What does you do? Pray. Pray. Seek Bhagavan's grace. Okay. So please help me how to get over this paradha. Isn't it? They all prayers. So, ye yatha mam prapadyante yat pala praptitaya. Okay. Yat pala artitaya.
Is this from prapannam?
Same. Actually, prapannam, that's what I'm saying. We have to be very careful the word prapannaha. Prapattihi is a noun. Prapadyate is a verb, pra is a prefix there, paddi is the dhatu there, and then prapanna is a participle. Prapanna, participle. Prapadyate, verb, present tense verb. Prapattihi, noun. Understand now? So here, though surrendered to me, that's actually prapanna when you say, you talk about the one who has surrendered to Bhagavan. Isn't it? Prapanna. So the prapadyate means those who seek me means what now? Those who surrender to me. Those who take refuge in me. Those who seek my help and support. They worship me. How? Yena prayojanena? Na yena prakarena? Yet pala arthitaya? Expecting whatever they want. Mam prapadyante tam tatha eva tat pala danena aham bhajami. What I want to say, I bless them with that fruit. Why only with that fruit? Why I don't give them my bhava Ishwara? Because he was complaining, no? Why Ishwara bhava sarve bhava? Why can't Bhagavan give moksha to everybody? Why not? Because tesha moksham prati anarthitvat. Because they do not seek moksha. They do not seek because so entangled with what now? Arthakama dharmas. Let them grow. Let them play and enjoy and come out one day. I give them everything that what they ever asked, I give them. So that they will enjoy, they will grow out of desire for that. See, to know the limitation of it, they need to enjoy it. So I bless them whatever they want, so that they enjoy it, they get it, they enjoy it, then they know the limitation of it, then they grow out of desire for it. Bhagavan is so, that's why we say what now? Dayavan, Karuna Murti, Karuna Sindhu. Why do you say Karuna Sindhu? Whatever you seek, you are given. So what now? Like a mother, you whatever you ask, Bhagavan will give. Karuna Sindhu, Karuna Murtihi. Compassion. Bhagavan being law and order, you say what was a compassion. Compassion, highly compassionate. Everything you ask, you are given. Then you enjoy, you get it. Then you know the limitation of it. Then you grow out of desire for it. Then you become mature. Isn't it? Then you ask for something else. That's all. Tesham moksham prati anarthitvat. This is an answer for people. Why can't Bhagavan give moksha to everybody? If Bhagavan does not give moksha to people, those who do not ask for moksha, those who do not seek moksha. So Bhagavan gives them with all compassion whatever they ask, accepting any form they worship, whichever way they worship. Now, blessing them with anything they want. That's a nice thing to know, isn't it? Nahi. Here Bhagavan means, don't think like Krishna, one man sitting and talking here. Bhagavan has law and order. What does the law and order do? Here when you say Bhagavan gives means what now? When Krishna says I bless them with whatever they want means, what does it mean here? I, the Lord, am, what now? I, the Lord, am, as, what now? As a Karupala Data, as universal law and order, I give them whatever they want. Okay. Yekasya mumukshutvam pala arthitam cha yugapate sambhavati. So beautiful. He says, yekasya, yekasya means for any one person, for a person, for a given person, mumukshutvam. Mumukshutvam means what now? Moksho me bhuyat iti tivra icha. The earnest burning desire for moksha is called mukshutvam. And then pala arthitvam means what now? The craving for other fruits, which comprising what now? Which include arthakama dharmas, isn't it? That yugapat na sambhavati. They does not take place simultaneously. Yugapat means what now? Simultaneously. You can't say, no, I have desire for moksha, I have desire for arthakama dharma also. That is not possible. Isn't it? See, you may pursue arthakama dharma, but in your mind, I pursue arthakama dharma for the life, not as an ultimate life, end. I want arthakama dharma to live the life, but I'm living the life ultimately for moksha means, you have what now? You are moksharthi. If you say, I want arthakama dharma as my ultimate end means, that's not possible. Now, I want moksha and arthakama dharma as ultimate end means what? That is not possible. Is it? Suppose if somebody says, I want artha, kama, dharma, moksha, everything as an ultimately means what? It's not possible. Artha, kama, dharma, I want to live the life, but ultimately what I want is moksha. Then that is the proper viveka is there. Viveka, isn't it? So he says, mokshutvam and pala arthitvam yugapat na sambhavati. One cannot have other fruit, artha, kama, dharmas, other desire for other, craving for other ends, and also desire for moksha simultaneously. One cannot have both as ultimate ends. Is it clear now what I'm saying? So pala arthitvam mushuttam cha yugapatna sambhavati. Simultaneously it cannot be there. Therefore, what do people ask? If people seek moksha, I give them moksha. People don't seek moksha, definitely they want what? Artha kama dharmas. You either have choice. What is ultimately you want? Artha kama dharma. Or artha. Or kama. Or artha kamas. Sometimes, isn't it? What ultimate? Artha kama or moksha? Ultimately moksha means artha kamas are also included there. You don't need to ask for it. They're all very included there. There's no moksha than artha kama dharmas, isn't it? No, I want only artha and kama means moksha is not asked. Therefore, he makes it very clear, yugapati na sambhavati, mumukshutvam, pala arthitvam, cha yugapati na sambhavati, ataha. This ataha means what now? Therefore, ye palarthinaha. Palarthinaha means what now? Seekers of other fruits except moksha. Palarthinaha, mukshartinaha. Isn't it? Ye palarthinaha, those who are desirous of other ends such as arthakamas, they are palarthinaha. Taan means what? Them. Palapradanena. by bestowing them with those desired fruits, desired ends. Palapradanena, then te, we have to say palapradanena anagrinnami. I bless them with that palam. Isn't it? He so beautifully is explaining. Have you got the point now? It is not possible for one to seek moksha and other ends simultaneously. Even people in keeping with their needs, they seek those ends. When people ask me for other ends, then I bless them with that. When the people ask me for moksha, then I bless them with moksha also. If people cannot ask for all the ends simultaneously. Isn't it? Okay, so he says, Ye yathokta karinaha tu apalarthinaha mumukshavaha cha. So yathokta karinaha tu apalarthinaha. Yathokta karinaha means yathaukta karinaha, those who do things as it has to be done are yathokta karinaha. Who are these people who yathokta karinaha means righteous people, ethical people. Yathokta kari means yatha uktam karoti iti yathokta kari. Yatha uktam katham uktam vede katham uktam. Now whatever has been enjoined by the Veda is said to be what? Yathoktam. Yathokta kari means what? Those whose activities and lifestyle is in conformity with the lifestyle enjoined by the Veda. Yathokta karinaha. Such people, what now? Aphalarthinaha. Say now, aphalarthinaha. Aphalarthinaha means what now? Those who are not craving for other ends. Those who are not seeking other arthakama dharmas. But what are they then? Mumukshavaha. Mumukshavaha means those who are mumukshavaha. Those who seek moksha. Tan. Underlined statement. How does Bhagavan give people his state? Ishwara bhavam. How do they attain Ishwara bhavam? Madbhavam agataha. When Bhagavan said, how do they attain madbhavam? How do they attain Ishwara bhavam? Jnanapradanena eva. Not by any showing them mystic experience, blessing them with miraculous powers. Okay, so what I'm saying, Bhagavan says, Jnana Pradhanena Yeva Madbhavam, Ishwara Bhavam. How can he attain Ishwara Bhavam? How can he become attain status of being the Lord? Only through Jnanam. Jnana Pradhanena Yeva. I added Yeva. Okay. Jnana Pradhanena. Okay. So I bless them. We have to add aham anagrinnami. So ye palartinaha tan palapradanena anagrinnami. Have you got the meaning now? Ye palartinaha tan palapradanena anagrinnami. Those who seek other ends, I bless them with those ends, sought ends. Then ye yathokta karinaha apalartinaha mukshavaha tan jnana pradanena anagrinnami. See clear now? Want plain water or orange juice or milkshake, whatever you want, you get. We'll go. Okay. Ye jnaninaha sanyasinaha mumukshavaha tan mokshapradanena. Okay, if you are already a mumukshu, if you seek moksha, I bless you with moksha. If you seek arthakama, palarthi, I bless you with arthakama. If you are a jnani, then I bless you with moksha also. If you are ignorant, you seek jnanam, I'll bless you with. If you are a mumukshu, I bless you with the jnanam. If you are already jnani, I bless you with moksha. So beautiful. I got it now. If you are mumuksha, I bless you with jnanam, which is a means for moksha. By blessing you with jnanam, making you a jnani, I bless you with moksha. He says now, jnaninaha. So those who are wise people, then sannyasinaha.
Sannyasinaha.
Mumukshavaha.
Mumukshavaha.
Again he adds, those who are seeking moksha, those who are sannyasinaha, committed to jnanam, those who are jnanis, wise people, tan, those people, them, mokshapradanena,
mokshapradanena,
anugrinnami. You have to add anugrinnami with everything. I bless them with what now? Mokshapradanam. I bless them with what now? Moksha. I bless them with the bestowing of moksha. Then, bestowing of moksha. Tatha. Artana. Artan. Artan. Artiharanena.
Artiharanena.
Okay, there are people who do not seek Arthakama, those who do not seek Jnana, those who do not seek moksha, those who do not seek anything. What do they seek? They ask relief from distress. Those who are suffering seek what now? Relief from distress. Artan means, Artaha means distressed, suffering person is called Artaha, Dukhi. Dukhitan, isn't it? So, Dukhitaha. Dukhitaha Purushaha is what? Artaha. Artan means what? Those who are distressed. Isn't it miserable, suffering people? Artan, Artiharanena, through, by removing the our distress. Artiharanam is what now? Removal of distress. Through the removal of distress, by removing the distress, I bless people who are suffering and distressed also. Don't think I only bless what they want. I also, what now? I bless them in the form of removal of distress also. Artanam Artiharanena. That's why Bhagavan is Karunamurti. I told you many times. Bhagavan as a universal, natural law and order. When you see again and again and again and again, you pray. Prayer as an auto-suggestion will involve auto-suggestion. Definitely, it is highly efficacious. Your act of praying works. Whatever you pray for, you are blessed with. Here, important thing you have to remember is what is prayer. You have to remember. To understand the efficacy of prayer, you have to understand what prayer is. Prayer is efficacious. Why? It is effective. It is a phalam. Whatever you pray for, you are blessed with. How does it work? Because no action goes without producing a phalam. Prayer as an action, even it's a will-involved auto-suggestion. Is it because one who is praying to is Bhagavan, the act of praying is Bhagavan, what is prayed for is Bhagavan, one who is prayed to is also Bhagavan. Therefore, it's a will-involved auto-suggestion. When this action is going on, what happens now? As a law, and what is the account law of karma? No karma ever goes without producing a phalam. Therefore, prayer being a karma, it produces phalam. Why? Bhagavan is the very law and order. Even Bhagavan cannot decide not to bless you with any fruit, because Bhagavan is the very order which determines the fruit. Understand? Even Bhagavan cannot decide. Bhagavan cannot decide not to bless you any fruit. Why? Bhagavan is the one who is in the form of very law. No, let me go and change the law. No, because he is the very law and order. That's why what now? Ye yatha mam prapadyante, Shankara makes it so beautiful. Palarthi, palam is palapradhanam, palapradhanena anagrinnami. Moksharthi, moksha, jnana pradhanena anagrinnami. Sanyasi, mukshu, no, jnani, moksha pradhanena anagrinnami. Okay, artha, none. He does not artha kama, dharma, moksha, nothing. Oh, artha, arthi has to go. Dukhi, dukkitaha. Dukkham apanayami. I relate him of what now? I bless people who are suffering by removing their distress. ஆர்த்தான் ஆர்த்திஹரணேன இத்தேவம் யதா ப்ரபத்யந்தே யே தான் ததைவ பஜாமி இத்யர்த்தஹ. He finished the first sentence, meaning is over. Na, puna. Actually, punaha becomes puna. Okay? In the sandhi order. Ragadvesha, nimittam, moha nimittam, va, kanchite, bhajami. Not because of, I'm not blessing people in keeping with my ragadveshas, okay? I like to bless him, I don't want to bless him, I want to give him, I don't want to give him. Now, we do all those things, no? When we give something, we give people who like, we don't like. Like, we have all these differences, isn't it? So, ragadvesha nimittam, moha nimittam va, kanchit na bhajami. Bhagavan has, I as law and order, I have no partiality. Okay? Because I'm not governed by, I have no ragadveshas in blessing people. Isn't it? My act of giving, it's not action actually, my nature of blessing, being nature, not an action, is not governed by likes and dislikes. Okay? Not delusion also. Sarvathapi Sarvavasthasya. Bhagavan is called Sarvavasthaha. Sarva avastaha means whatever. One who remains everywhere is covered. No, sarva avastaha, sarva avastaha. Mama, Ishwarasya, Vartma, Margam, Anuvartante. So, Manushyaha. So, mama vartma anuvartante, mama margam anuvartante manushyaha. What he says, yat phala arthitaya, yasmin karmani, adhikritaha, te prayatante, te manushyaha, atra uchyante. Okay. So what he says, sarvashaha means what? Sarva prakarehi, in all forms. Sarvashaha means what? No, sarva prakarehi. In many ways people try. How do they try? Yasmin karmani adhikritaha. See, whatever they are, okay, inclined to do, whatever they are destined to, whatever they are inclined to do, they do. So being doing whatever they inclined to do, karmani adhikritaha. Adhikritaha means what? No, those who are inclined to do whatever karma they inclined to do. And expecting whatever fruit, pala arthitaya. For example, you all have come here to study. You know, this karma, what is this karma? Isn't it? Because this karma is what? No, this patana karmani adhikritaha. You are adhikritaha means those who are actually qualified. Qualified means what? Now, what is the qualification requires to do something? Your inclination is the main qualification. So those who are those who have the inclination as the qualification to do whatever they want to do. Amazing, isn't it? Beautiful to know this. Adhikaraha means qualification. What is the qualification you need to do something? Inclination, first thing is inclination, interest, isn't it? So here, being endowed with the qualification of inclination, now when you do something, then you are expecting a fruit or not? Definitely there is an expectation of a fruit. Pala arthita is there. Pala arthita means what now? There is an expectation of fruit. Desire for fruit is naturally there. So, with a given desire for a given fruit, by doing something which they are inclined to do, is it clear? No, that's called inclined to do. Then what happens? When people make effort, ye prayatante, te manushyaha, what do they seek by that? by doing whatever you're inclined to do, expecting whatever fruit you want to whatever you want to get, what do you ultimately expect by getting the fruit? Me. Happiness only. Why do you want to do this? I like to do this. I'm inclined to do this. I'm interested in doing this. Why? What do you gain by it? I get some fruit. I have some fruit here. Is it? By getting the fruit, what do you expect actually? What do you want by gaining the fruit? Just happiness, isn't it? It's a joy. See, there's always joy in gaining anything you want to gain by doing something what you want to do. What you're going to do? Ultimately, what is that? Mama Vartva. Nobody does anything with a great inclination for dukkham. Afterward, dukkham may come because of paradha. That's a different thing. Isn't it? But when you do it, what do you expect ultimately? Ultimately, what do you get this? What do you want? Why do you want to gain, get this fruit at all? There's some happiness, some joy in it. So for that fruit, what do? I do this karma. Isn't it? What he says? Yat palartitaya yasmin karmani adikritaha yasmin karmani adikritaha ye prayatante. Not simply atante. Yatante means make effort. Prayatante means they make serious effort. They make very, very, isn't it, great effort. Prayatante, tivra prayatna, isn't it? Okay, pravartante also means they work. For prayatante means they make effort. My book is prayatante, pravartante, both mean the same.
They
all of them are mentioned here. Atra uchyante. They are mentioned here. They are meant here as what now? They ultimately they are in the track which leads them to me alone. Then my track alone. They follow my track, my thing.
He Partha
Sarvashaha
Sarva Prakarehi.
Sarva Prakarehi means what now? By all means, ultimately what one wants is Sukham, happiness. Yadi. Okay, finish here and stop it. Tava Ishwarasya. There's over now. It's introduction to next verse. We'll stop there. That is an introduction to the next verse. Bhagavan made it very clear. Don't think I'm partial. I'm giving only for some people. Ishwara Bhava. Some people I don't give. Don't complain about me. Bhagavan says, I am not partial. My blessing is what? No, not my action, my nature. That is not governed by my raga dveshas or my moha delusion or anything. Very clear. I am very strict. Even I can't change myself what I want to bless because I am the very law and order. One thing important point is what now? Pala arthita mumukshuttam and pala arthitam yugapatna sambhavati. When you are seeker of moksha, you are not seeker of arthakama dharmas. Because moksha is inclusive of arthakama dharmas. When you seek arthakama dharmas do not include moksha. Moksha includes arthakama dharma. That is the secret. Isn't it? But when you ask for it, you are given whatever you are asked for. Okay, this verse actually tells Bhagavan being universal, natural, law and order, which determines the fruits of actions, karma phala data. Isn't it? So, whatever you ask for, whichever form you worship, whatever effort you make, in keeping with that, your effort and your needs and the requirements and your prayers, you are blessed by the order. Though not immediately, sometime or the other in one's life, definitely one. The only thing is, when things don't come as we expect, we get hurry and we immediately say, Bhagavan has no eyes and Bhagavan is blind, Bhagavan is deaf, he doesn't listen to my prayers, doesn't give me anything. We make all sorts of comments, like how we make about our own friends and neighbors. Okay. We ask for something, it should happen immediately, like fast food. Now, we take time, no, even if you go and order for idli sambar, it takes some time for them to go inside to make and to prepare and to give you 2 hours. Even to bring your bread and butter, it takes some 10 minutes to present you on the table, isn't it? And you ask for something, as soon as you ask, somebody cannot put the bread in your mouth, you know. Push the board, isn't it? It needs time. So prayer also, what now? You ask for something, we have to wait with all patience. Ordering for food, people wait for hours in the restaurants. And they're praying for certain things, they have to wait for ages and janmas sometimes. Anyway, Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.